Following all adulting adults,
you're tuning into the Grown Up Podcast, a show I created to talk about the struggles of the new millennium and share different perspectives in order to make sense of being a grown up. Along the way, I search for independent music, businesses, and individuals who make a way for themselves in the content creating industry via podcasts, books, blogs, vlogs, and more to show that we should support each other's ideas instead of tear them down. Tune into the podcast monthly, and don't forget to follow me to stay up on new artists, new adventures, oh yeah, and more grown-up shit. Now, let's get to the episode.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
What's good, everybody? Welcome back to the Grown Up Podcast. You already know we talk about that grown up shit. We talk about life here. And I know it's been a minute. I know I didn't post last week. And then I also, when I did post, I told you guys that I was going to be posting every week. Well, every time it seems like I'm about to get on a nice posting schedule, life just kicks me in the ass and I gotta reset. So I came up with this idea that I'll probably be posting, the new schedule will be every other week with, of course, still the Now interviews incorporated in there. So if you're tuning in to the episode for this week, this will be the final podcast, regular podcast episode for this month. And then, of course, I still got that Naturally on a Wave episode for you guys for the Naturally on a Wave spotlight artist for this month. So make sure you guys watch out for that. Stay tuned to the end. I'm going to drop some music so you guys can check him out. And that's it. So that's all the announcements. I got that mouthful out. So let's get into the episode today. I'm so glad to be ending off this month's grown-up podcast episode with a guest. And I'm so happy that he finally kept reaching out to me and my lazy ass got up and got here on the mic. So I'm happy he's joining me today. And Willie, how you doing, man? Welcome
good
to the podcast.
I'm good.
Of course. I'm glad that you, you're interested in wanting to be on here and let me pick your brains a little bit and let the audience in to a different perspective. And so I'm happy and glad that you're here. So Willie told me it's whatever I want. He said it's whatever, you know what I'm saying, we could talk about whatever. So I threw he said it, so I'm gonna do it. So
I'm scared now.
No need to be scared here. We open and we honest here on the Grown Up Podcast, and we don't push you to your limits. So we gonna go easy. So today, today we gonna peek a little bit into Willie's life, but also kind of just talk a little bit about the times of being a millennial and being a grown up right now, because things are really, really tough. And I know things that growing up, I used to definitely think was going to happen, that I was going to do in adulthood or do differently or whatever the case may be, is certainly not going the way that I intended to. And I'm really learning that it's really a fucking learning experience every second, every minute of every day. And so, I just wanted to talk about that and kind of what you're experiencing as, you know, a millennial in your adulthood. And so let's just kick it off. I have my first question here is, how has it been for you being a millennial and just trying to survive adulthood so far?
I think I'm just trying to take it day by day.
Yes.
I think we just all have to figure out life for ourselves. Most of the time we try to take like advice from everyone and how they took life on, but I think we just have to figure it out for ourselves. And once figure that out, we can, it's like a much easier breeze from there.
Hell yeah. I agree. I'm definitely learning that a lot of this shit is figured out by yourself. Like everything that my parents told me or just anyone who's much older tried to explain to me does not go with the times now. Like it just doesn't at all. Yeah. Like what are some of the things that was told to you that just doesn't fit at all?
To be honest, I feel like almost everything, like the times have changed like so much to where like, I mean, like most basic advice is good, but I feel like the advice that our parents try to give now is not relevant to the times of now. Like, you know, so much different.
Agreed.
We have to fight more than they did. Like, it's crazy. Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. And it's funny, like I wrote down, I feel like most days I'm drowning and other days I'm just like doggy paddling till I can find an island to take a break from swimming in like these deep world waters, because it's so much to consume every single day. And it's so exhausting. Like I was just telling you before I hit record here that I damn near took the whole day today to sleep. Like it's getting to the point where and this is crazy because I was only out of the house for like 2 days. You know, I finally I've been in the house just, you know, as I told you guys, a lot of shit has just been happening to me. So I just been in the house and really trying to, you know, gather my thoughts and reset and take this shit day by day, like you said. And I only went out 2 days and it was like packed, like from morning to night, we're just out. And today I was like, yeah, this is gonna be my third day. I'm gonna be outside. Like, it's good. Hell no. Nah. I woke up today. I was like, fuck this. Like, I'm just gonna eat and sleep my day away. I need I need multiple days to just fucking sleep. Like, it's crazy. Right. It's real tough. So what has been some of your biggest challenges that you've had to face so far?
Just like in adulthood.
Yeah. And what got you through them?
Well, I wouldn't say exactly that I'm already like got over them, but I would say just like my ignorance. Like, you know, I take constructive criticism well, but I'm also ignorant. Like I said, I do like to figure out things for myself. Mm-hmm. Even when I'm wrong, I just like to get the experience.
But
I think that's one of my biggest downfalls. But other than that, I think that's it.
I think a lot of us millennials are kind of like that. Like we're like, you know, we still kind of know a lot more, and especially because we have to figure out a lot of this all over. Like not even 5% of what they've told us applies to now. Like it's literally the entire from the beginning, everything that we've been taught besides the basics has just changed, and we have to kind of form a new meaning for it now. And it's funny, I was just talking about it today with my girlfriend. She's like, no one does like a cookout or like a barbecue anymore. Like it's not like, hey, we're gonna barbecue and you know, you guys bring friends and you know, we're gonna have a big old barbecue. That's not something that's so common. And us as millennials kind of have to see something like that and see that as something that's missing and figure out how to bring that back and incorporate that. But it's so hard because now gas prices are damn near fucking $6. Like, what in the fuck? I know I've been talking about gas prices like the past couple episodes, but y'all, like,
no, it definitely needs to be talked about, because I was looking at an old picture from like, I don't know, probably like middle school or something, and the gas price literally said like $2.50, and I was so shocked because it was just like that big of a difference from then to now.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
Exactly. And we were like, couldn't wait to get our cars, and we was like, yep, shit, we finna be mobbing, it's all good. Now we facing the real realities of having a car. Right. And it's no joke. Like, wait a minute, I can ride around with 30 miles of gas because I'm just going up the way. Like, this shit, I'm really learning and experiencing shit that I'm just like, what in the fuck, you know, like, just what in the fuck? Like, I have a ton of those moments. I don't know if you have any of those moments, but I have a ton of what in the fuck? Like, I don't even know where to begin to either fix this or change it or create something new, because it's also a little bit harder in these times because everyone's kind of like on social media and, you know, it's the attention not so much so like community wise and really, you know, being open to people and stuff. And so I don't know. I think adulthood is really just been different for so many people. And so I don't know if you felt prepared entering adulthood, but I felt not so prepared. So if you did feel prepared, how prepared did you feel to enter adulthood? And has the journey been like one lesson after the other? So like frequently, or has it been like stretched out to where you're really able to kind of sit with these lessons and, you know, dig into them and really make them one for you to be able to take those steps of changing and being and growing, you know?
Right. I think I was, you know, like trained correctly from my parents, but, you know, I have to think sometimes like, you know, they were growing up at the same time, not at the same time as me, but like they were also learning what I was learning, you know, and at the same time they were trying to teach me. Mm-hmm. So I just have to go off of what I know and then what my parents taught me. But like I said, like I just try to figure out everything by myself. And then I just figure out once I get to that point, it's on me and not to, you know, blame on my parents at that point, because it's awesome.
yeah. I think that's like, that's the tough thing too, is like we're making all these decisions, we can't blame it on nobody but ourselves, you know.
It's also like mental health is at an all-time high right now. And you have to think about it. Back then our parents didn't have the resources we have now. Like I didn't start hearing about mental health until probably 2 or 3 years ago. Like, you know, it wasn't like a big as a topic as it was back in the day.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that 100%. Same. Like I wouldn't even imagine myself saying that I had mental health issues or, you know, even, you know, and I've seen it growing up in my family, like people who've had mental health, but you never think that, you know, you're going to have any, you're like, whatever, especially in the Black community, it's like your therapy doesn't exist. That's not a thing. Mental health is not a thing. Like you just got to keep going, keep pushing. Like,
God.
And if you're
it's
not,
like I get it, but like I don't at the same time. It's like,
yep,
if I'm angry and depressed, God is the last thing I want to hear about, you know? Like,
right,
like be transparent, like, you know, like if
I agree.
Like, what if I wasn't a Christian? Do you just have no advice to give to me? You
exactly.
know, it's kind of like weird, so it's kind of just like. Like, you know, like be transparent and talk about the past, you know, traumatic situations you've been through, because like I said, they didn't have mental health resources back in the day. So it's kind of like you're helping me and I'm helping you at the same time.
Right. Some, exactly.
The baby boomers don't get it. So
they really don't. It's like what God went through. I can't really relate because he's God, you know, like I need to be able to relate to someone who is physically, I can see, who's also experienced this life that we're going through currently right now. Like I need to know those type of stories. That way I can really understand. I can't really understand from a scripture from the Bible from 200,000 years ago. I don't understand that.
Right.
I get you. I get you. Totally makes sense. Yeah, we definitely got a lot to sift through. Like we got a lot to, but we're making progress though. I'm proud of us. We digging in.
Yeah, for sure.
So, do you or did you have dreams that you were like, I'm going after these, and you're trying to pursue them right now in your adulthood, but you keep having setbacks?
I would say To be honest, I feel like my dream right now is to just become, I don't want to be famous, I just want to be like some type of social media influencer. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that is my dream right now, but life happens. So I just gotta take it one step at a time and just, you know, understand that, you know, if it is a setback, it's all a part of the journey. And then I just have to keep reminding myself that. I was just telling my friend the other day, I was telling her, like, I love the process, you know, like, I understand there's going to be a joyful moment in the end, but I just love the process. Like, if I do have a breakdown, you know, it's not fine in that moment, but I just have to understand that it's all, you know, a part of this whole journey I'm supposed to go through. Mm-hmm. So
I agree.
I just try to take it all in and understand that once.
Yeah, I agree 100%. That's something I think I've talked about here on the podcast is like, yeah, getting to that point where everything's all good and you got the money or whatever it is that you wanted to achieve in the end. Right. That's awesome and great. But now you have no journey, none of these experiences that you gain, none of these lessons that you gain, none of these connections and people that you gain along the way, like all of that has stopped because you've reached that point. And now it's just like, that's how people get lonely quick and the mental health starts to set in quicker because you're enjoying the journey and the experience of getting there. And that's the reason why I love this podcast so much is because although I started from, you know, from the bottom and these days are so rough, like so rough, and especially doing this while transitioning, it's extremely hard. And I can't wait to get to that ending, but I also love this journey, like this journey of going through the motions, the ups, the downs, the lessons, the mistakes, like it's all an amazing experience. And taking it in and really understanding it takes another level for us. Like that's what I'm saying, I'm so proud of us, like we're on a whole another wavelength, like to take that in and be able to understand that it's the journey is really about the journey, you know what I'm saying?
Like
we're on a whole another wavelength. I'm proud of us, you know. So
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I appreciate you for, you know, sharing that. So you said that you wanted kind of be a social media influencer. So how has social media played a role in your adult life? Because I know for me, it's hard for me to be on social media while trying to live my life because I feel like it contributes so negatively to my mental health. But I know others, it's extremely different, you know? So has it helped you? Has it hurt? Or has it healed? And what I mean by all three of those is help, meaning by career-wise or staying connected to people, hurt, meaning mentally draining and contributing to like fear of missing out type of thing, or healing, meaning it doesn't really affect you in any kind of way that the first two do, but you use it to just kind of take a load off and really use it to, you know, have a good laugh.
I would say a mixture of helping and healing because like I do mukbangs on YouTube and stuff, and I'm starting to base more on Instagram. So I think it's definitely helped me with like exposure, doing like more collabs with more foodies and everything. So it's definitely helped me in that way. But the healing part, I don't think it really like plays a, it's not something that, you know, takes or breaks me. Like it's not a, ooh, if I don't go to Instagram, I'm going to die. Or if I do get on Instagram, it's like, I'm bored. Yeah. Like, you know, it's nothing like that. I just get on to stay updated with everything. And, you know, most of my family is on there. So, Yeah,
I feel you. Yeah, for me, like I was kind of saying, is like social media has kind of been a real hinder on me. And I've noticed that. And I try so hard to be on it because I have to because of the podcast, you know, there's no way, like, there's no way I can shy away from it in that aspect. But as far as really just incorporating it in just my life, like I'm not on it as much, you know, and I know people notice that, but it's like, hey, I mean, if I rather choose having a better mental health than, you know, making it worse, I'd rather have it better and not be only use it when I really, really need to. But
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think social media is such a tricky thing, though, you know, because for a long time, it was really great, at least like when we were younger, you know, but now it's just changed because it's so much more than what it used to be, you know, because it used to be about just connecting and really staying connected with friends, family, and different people that you end up connecting with, like if you're trying to start a career or whatever that may be. But now it's, you know, it's activism, it's, you know, it's all these things in social media, and you're trying so hard to, you know, maybe like some people want to be closed off and some people want their voices to be heard and some just want the connecting and to be, you know, there's so many different things. And I think social media is so hard to be on for some people, and like me, you know, who don't really know what lane to fit in when it comes to social media. I think that's kind of my thing. I don't really know what lane to fit in. Like, I'm not really an influencer like you, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm also not like, I love taking pictures and I love seeing videos of myself, and you know, like, how did you kind of come to that like conclusion of being an influencer? Because I would love to pick your brains of that.
It actually took me a while because I was I was on my page and I just noticed it was like a whole bunch of like junk, you know, just like pictures I didn't want there, something I just posted right away. And now I just try to pay attention to, you know, what I want to post and what order I want to post it. You know, if I want to post something for my business, I'll throw it on there. You know, if I want something personal, I'll just throw it on there. And then I just try to, my thing back in the day when like Instagram first came out was like, okay, how many likes am I gonna get? You know? And I think a lot of people do struggle with that because it is a really big downfall. I mean, it's not really I wouldn't call it like an attention whore thing. It's kind of like a, I don't know what to call it. Like a, I don't know. Not a, like a judgment zone. Like, you know, like a safe judgment zone.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just try to not pay attention to the likes. I just try to like keep the Instagram. I try to look at it as my Instagram is for me. You know, it's my personal little like Dropbox page or something.
Okay, all right. Maybe I'll kind of adopt that mindset a little bit. Cause see, I don't really. Of course, I just stay in my lane. I stay in my head. You know, I don't really
go
anywhere. I don't speak to people on how it is that they think about their social medias, because I only see it, you know, my way. And so, you know, that makes sense. And I think also, like you said, I'm probably still stuck in that like realm, you know, that, you know, it has to be likes and things like that. And like you said, that is definitely a huge detrimental thing. Especially for someone who is attempting to be an influencer in a way, but I'm not really trying to do that on social media. I'm doing that through podcasting, but it's kind of all the same thing. So I definitely appreciate that perspective, and I'm definitely going to incorporate that and adopt that on my end. So thank you. All right. So do you think that it's easier to think about life day to day, or do you think always having a plan and sticking to it is better? Because I've done kind of both.
Yeah, like I was going to say, it depends on the situation. But I just try to live it day by day. Like I said, we're all just trying to figure out things for ourselves. Yeah. So I just try to, you know, just every day, just take everything in. And just try to learn from it. Or if not, just, you know, keep in the back of my mind that it was a mistake and keep going. I just try to keep pushing.
Yeah. I definitely feel that, because I have a ton of those days where I'm like, fuck, this shit, that is, I just want to go under a rock, you know, and just sit there. And just sit there. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do anything. I don't even want to. I don't need TV. I don't need nothing. I just want to fucking sit there, you know, because it's all too much. And I'm definitely turning into trying to do the day by day thing. You know, I was kind of a a plan. I need a plan. I need a plan. I need to stick to something that's going to seem like an outcome. But
yeah,
I think in these times, definitely going day by day is so much easier and less stressful, you know, because you don't have to think about so much. And I think a lot of people should adopt trying to take life a day at a time, a moment at a time, an experience at a time, you know, because it's so much better and easier to take that in and less stressful, you know. And I think this episode is a good one for the people, you know what I mean? We're gonna get some on some ears today, you know. Do you feel like the older you get that you care about fame, or do you feel like you care about fame like the same as you did as a kid? Like, not as much, but you still want to get there, you know? Because I feel like fame is such a tricky thing nowadays. Because I feel like now we see actually what fame is, because we're now able to peer more into their lives, like with social media and, you know, things like that. How do you feel about it now?
I think there's like, there's so many like different versions of fame. Like, there's like fame to where, like, you know, you have no contact with no one, you have all this money, and you're on, you know, this island. But the fame I want, well, I don't really want fame, but the type of fame I want is like, I want to be, like I said, I want to be a social media influencer, but I don't want to be like too famous to where, you know, no one can reach out to me. I want to, I feel like I have, once I get to that point, I'm going to have like a big story to tell.
Yeah.
So that's probably like the biggest reason I want, you know, some type of exposure.
Yeah.
Or, you know, no matter how.
Yeah.
So it just, you know, just depends, but I do want some type of, I'm not, you know, like craving the exposure, but I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah,
it'll help. I feel you.
Of course. Yeah, I feel you. I feel the same way. Like, I don't want billions and billions. I don't want everyone to know me, but, you know, some people is nice. And I don't know if, of course, I'll be doing the podcast forever, but, you know, for the time being, or, you know, for the time being of whatever type of influence thing that we're doing, that we do have an influence doing it, you know, that is what I would like to take from it, is that I'm actually making a difference, or whatever, like making some type of impact. It doesn't even have to be a difference, some impact. I'm able to impact somebody, you know, and change their perspective, or give them a different perspective, or help them through something, or help them relate to me, and whatever that is, you know, I would just love to see that outcome. And so, I appreciate you for coming on here and joining me today. Is there anything that you would like to say, or any people you want to give a quick shout out to, or anything that you would like to talk about here on the podcast?
Not really anything I want to talk about, but a shout out to you for having me. It's been a long time since we talked.
Definitely.
My Instagram, I do mukbangs on Instagram, so you guys can follow me at WillieDuncan16. More content coming soon. I need to get back to it, but probably next month. Hoping.
All right. Well, we gonna follow you. Your link will be in the description, and I'll make sure everyone go and DM him and tell him get on it, okay, so that he can have some encouragement, you know what I'm saying, to get on his stuff. And I'm gonna get on my stuff. Right. Y'all DM me, get on my stuff, and we both gonna be posting. And we gonna get this influencing thing together. And, you know, thank you so much again for joining me today. And I appreciate you. Like I said, y'all make sure y'all go and follow him. Go and check out his mukbangs. I've never really watched mukbangs, but I did watch yours. You funny as hell.
Thank you.
You funny as hell. You definitely make the video enjoyable to watch. So Just say that. So now that's a little bite for y'all, a little teaser for y'all. Go ahead and bite that. Go follow him. Check him out.
Right.
And we're going to have him back here on the podcast, definitely, because he's amazing. And I appreciate you again for reaching out, you know?
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. And y'all already know this is the Grown Up Podcast. Y'all stick around for the Naturally On The Wave Spotlight Artist for this month. His name is Talib The Vibe. Y'all don't go nowhere. I appreciate y'all. And we out of here.
Bye.
I've been looking for it. I've been running, I've been crying, I've been finding myself. Some nights I've been searching for peace. Living line, people dying, many bodies in shell. Can you tell me now, am I under trap? Every other night we born and raised loud. Is it by design? Is it my desire? Easy for the pain we get in living now. Your fire. Can I make you stay? Can you feel this fire? Can you feel this pain? Can I still survive if I don't feel pain? Is it truth or a lie? But if I were right with me, got a light that will spark with me, got my shine right by with me, got my bullet from the back, got a rolly from the back. Can I feel your vibe? But I won't delay, I won't waste no time. What you say? Said I brought my promise to you. I brought my promise to you. Even though that it wasn't cool, why would I tell you the truth? Said girl, I confided in you. I said my promise to you. Took my problems and keep it cool. Now that it's what I do, never complain. And it keep me safe. Now I don't feel pain. You told me lie. Every day that I wake, I'll be walking for money. Every day I'm okay. Every day not okay. Anybody tell me shit, I just put it in a hay. If it wasn't for the nights, if it wasn't for the day, when I wake up in the morning and I see a little pain, I know my peace could be really out. Right now I sing, but we're really vibing. Can I feel your fire? Can I make you stay? Can you feel this fire? Can you feel this pain? Can I still survive if I don't feel pain? Is it truth or a lie? I still feel pain. I know you. If I wanna go, there's a valley where you go. Valley. Thank you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.